Hey Celeb fans, welcome back to the red carpet with more celebrity facts with me, Leisha Lang. This week, I'm talking about Paul McCartney. Paul McCartney was born on the 18th of June 1942 at Walton Hospital in Walton area of Liverpool. McCartney attended Stockton Wood Road Primary School in Speke of 1947 until 1949, when he transferred to Joseph Williams Junior School in Belvale because of overcrowding at Stockton. At the age of 15, on the 6th of July 1957, McCartney met John Lennon and his band, the Quarrymen, at the St. Peter's Church Hall of Fate in Walton. The Quarrymen played a mix of rock and roll, skiff and type of popular music with jazz, blues and folk influences. In August of 1965, the Beatles released the McCartney composition Yesterday, featuring a string quartet included on the Help LP. The song was the group's first recorded use of classical music elements and their first recording that involved only a single band member. The Beatles animated film Yellow Submarine, loosely based in the imaginary world invoked by McCartney's 1966 composition, premiered in July of 1968. Through critics, emulated the film, its visual style, humour and music. The soundtrack album, issued 6 months later, received a less enthusiastic response. The Beatles were breaking up in 1969-70. McCartney fell into a deep depression. His wife helped him pull out of that condition by praising his work as a songwriter and convincing him to continue writing and recording. In 1980, Paul made his classic Christmas song Wonderful Christmas Time. It was released in November of 1979, following Wings, the final album of Back to the Egg, earlier that year. It was McCartney's first solo single in over 8 years since Eat at Home, which was in 1971. Having witnessed the September 11th attacks from the JFK Airport tarmac, McCartney was inspired to take a leading role in the organising the concert for New York City. His studio album released in November that year, Driving Rain, included the song Freedom, written in response to the attacks. In July 2005, he performed at the Live 8 event in Hyde Park, London, opening the show with Esalen Pepper's Love and Hearts Club Band, with U2 closing it with Drive My Car, with George Michael, Helter Skelter and The Long and Winding Road. In May of 2014, McCartney cancelled a sold-out tour of Japan, postponed a US tour to October, due to begin that month after he contracted a virus. He resumed his tour with a high energy with a three-hour appearance in Albany, New York on the 5th of July 2014. McCartney's 18th solo album, McCartney 3, was released on the 18th of December 2020 via Capitol Records. It became his first number one solo album in the UK since Flowers in the Dirt of 1989. McCartney's book, The Lyrics 1956 to the Present, was released in November of 2021. Described as a self-portrait in 154 songs. The book is based on conversations McCartney had with an Irish poet, Paul Muldoon. McCartney's Got Back Tour ran from the 28th of April 2022 to the 16th of June 2022 in the United States, his first in the country since 2019. The tour concluded on the 25th of June 2022 when McCartney headlined Glastonbury Festival a week after his 80th birthday. Performing on the Pyramid Stage, he became the oldest solo headliner at the festival. In 2023, McCartney published the book 1964 Eyes of the Storm, a collection of a recently discovered photos he had taken at the height Beatlemania. So now you know about Paul McCartney. Honestly, he's the most amazing singer I've ever seen, and I love listening to his Christmas song Wonderful Christmas Time every Christmas. It's always my tradition. I always listen to that every single year, and I'd love to see him live one day, but I'm just pretty sure it's not going to happen. But I know my family have seen him live, and I'm so jealous about that. But yeah, so next time I'm talking about Elton John, so stay tuned everybody, take care.